Welcome back to EcoTalk, where we try to bring you sound solutions for a healthier planet and its people. And our focus this half hour is on endangered species, perhaps including some you may not have heard about. If you were listening to the last segment, you heard Shauna Weber talk about the endangered pika beast, although there's nothing beastly about them. If you look at them, they're like cute little bunny rabbits, but they're impacted by global warming, as are polar bears, as we learned again in this half of the show. We're going to check in with Tim Presso in a moment. He's an Earth Justice advocate in the Bozeman, Montana office for Earth Justice. But first, I want to officially welcome Earth Justice as our new environmental partner. Earth Justice is the leading national nonprofit public interest law firm working to protect our clean air, water, our wildlife, and wilderness for everyone. Founded as the Sierra Club Legal Defense Fund back in 1971, Earth Justice protects our environment by forcing government agencies and big industries such as timber, mining, oil, and gas interests to obey our environmental laws. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
And great to welcome Earth Justice to EcoTalk. Thanks for helping us not be on the endangered list quite as much. We hope to turn that around soon. Tell us, first of all, what are the current threats to the Endangered Species Act? We have touched on this over the last 6 months with Pombo's effort to try to water it down. And we're going to drill down, though, and find out how, if this goes through, that will affect certain species in particular.
Right. Well, the Endangered Species Act is our nation's principal safety net for imperiled wildlife, and it's been critical to successes in preventing the extinction of species from bald eagles to wolves and grizzly bears. But now there's a movement afoot to shred that safety net, led, as you mentioned, by Representative Pombo. There is a movement that has actually succeeded in passing a bill through the House that would enact fundamental reforms in the Endangered Species Act and remove some of the key protections for wildlife.
And where is that now? Are we going to see some action on that soon, or is that buried coming up later in the year?
Well, currently the action has moved to the Senate, which indications are, and certainly folks in the conservation community and anyone who cares about wildlife are hoping we'll take a much more reasonable approach to dealing with the Endangered Species Act, because the House version was really an extinction act with provisions that would eliminate key parts of the act that provide for recovery of endangered and threatened species, and even a provision that would require taxpayers to pay for developers not to kill endangered species.
Now, one of the critters you're particularly concerned about is the wolverine. I'm not sure I know what a wolverine is.
Well, the wolverine is really a fascinating creature. It's, we have sports teams called wolverines. We have a comic book character called the wolverine. But the real wolverine is the largest member of the weasel family. It's an animal about 20 to 40 pounds, 3 to 4 feet long, and is really a living embodiment of the wilderness. In order to have wolverines, you have to have big areas of wilderness, because these animals require huge home ranges. Some measured it more than 500 square miles for a home range. So as you might imagine, this is a species that can only persist in the wildest places we have left in the lower 48 states. Previously, wolverines ranged across the entire northern tier of states from Maine to the Pacific coast and all the way down into the Sierras and Rockies, south as far as California and New Mexico. But today they persist only in the northern Rockies of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, and in the North Cascades of Washington. And the wolverine is a creature that's known, legendary for its ferociousness and toughness, and all that is true, but it's also a creature that, like any other creature, needs sufficient habitat to be able to find enough to eat and other members of its species with which to mate and reproduce. And that's where wolverines have come into trouble, because a lot of the wilderness habitat that wolverines depend upon has been chewed up by logging, oil and gas development, agriculture development. And so what wolverines are left with is sort of the most remote lands left on our national forests and national parks, principally in the areas of Glacier and Yellowstone National Parks and in the North Cascades.
So currently they're not on the endangered list?
They are not. It's one of, it's another of these species that has sort of sailed under the radar a little bit, the agencies that manage these lands haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it, but it's becoming more and more an issue because there's a larger body of evidence indicating that the wolverine is in trouble, not only from the destruction of habitat that I mentioned, which is obviously a significant concern, but also wolverine trapping remains legal in the state of Montana, which is highly unfortunate and results in the deaths of a number of wolverines each year here in Montana. And in addition, something that we probably wouldn't think about as being a threat to the species is a growing problem, which is winter recreation impacts on wolverine habitat. Wolverines, female wolverines, den and give birth to their young in very high alpine dens dug into snow and high alpine basins in the winter when those places are very inhospitable. And that's kind of been a protection for the species over the years because those places in the winter are virtually impossible to reach by the things that most of us do. But increasingly, there is a recreation element in the northern Rockies and other mountain areas of snowmobiles that are very high-powered machines that can reach these areas. And in addition, there is a expanding helicopter skiing industry. And so, you know, the female wolverines have been documented to abandon their dens merely upon finding human snowshoe tracks in the area. So they're very, very sensitive to human disturbance at this time. And so you can imagine when you start running a helicopter into one of these basins with repeated trips to drop off skiers during the day for a helicopter skiing expedition, what that does to the reproductive success of this species.
I wonder if those skiers are remotely aware of that. Tim, we're just about out of time, so how can people learn more about this and register their feelings?
Well, one thing you can certainly do is go to our website, www.earthjustice.org, and you can view information there about the work we're doing to try to add the wolverine to the list of endangered and threatened species. But even more fundamentally, it's critical that people speak out now in favor of the Endangered Species Act itself. And there's another website, www.savetheact.org, which gives you an opportunity to take action online by signing on to a letter that goes to your representative and voices support for protecting endangered species. And I'd certainly encourage everyone who cares about these issues to do that.
And we all should. Thank you so much, Tim Presso, Earth Justice Advocate out of Bozeman, Montana, talking about the Endangered Species Act, specifically as it relates to wolverines, among other species. We want to thank our sponsors. Thank you all, each and every one of you, Pet Ecology, our environmental partners, Earth Justice, Union of Concerned Scientists, and the NRDC for making EcoTalk possible, hopefully into the future. We also want to solicit ideas for you coming up Valentine's Day. And since green is the new pink, we want to find out about some ideas for eco-friendly romantic gifts and things you can do. Go to our website to find out more. We want you to send in your ideas, and we'll put the best ones on the air in our February 4th show. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Eco Talk. I hope you'll check out our website for more information about today's topics and guests. It's www.ecotalk.net. In the meantime, go out and have a great green week.